Name of Jesus, we receive insight, clarity as your word is taught. Our heart opens to hear you and to walk in the light of your word. Every day we live and act as Christians that we are. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at being a Christian every day. Amen. This should be the seventh section if I'm not mistaken. Amen. Being a Christian every day. Can you be... What does it mean to be a Christian? No, we began asking now, what does it mean to be a Christian? Is it that word Christian is a word for mockery. We've debunked that, right? We didn't debunk it. We only explained why they had to adopt it, right? Right? Amen. Amen. Why they have to adopt the name? Oh, I have something pending I need to discuss with someone I just remembered. So why do they have to adopt the name Christian? Now, they were first called Christian at Antioch. And then we saw that that wasn't the first time they implied them to be called Christian. Right? The word Christian is from the Greek word Christanos. Christanos. Which means to act and behave as the Christ. To act like Christ. So that means the people at Antioch saw a resemblance in their conduct and what they ministered. Amen. They saw a semblance between what they taught and what they taught and their lifestyle. So their lifestyle was reflective of who they said the Christ was. So they said, these guys are Christanos. Christ alike. Do you see that? Christ alike. Now we said this was not the first time. That in Acts 5, they said they took note that they were not learned. Right? They said these men not being learned, then they took note that they've been with Christ. So that means those guys knew who Christ was, Jesus Christ, and they saw that their lifestyle and their message was similar to that of Christ. Do you see that? Amen. They also said they filled the whole town with their doctrine. Doctrine, I told you what doctrine means, didache, it means the mode of explaining. It also means which is reflective of a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Amen. Manner of life. So that means you could call someone's attitude, someone's mannerism of living, didache. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So, that said, we're now looking at the attributes of a Christian. Right? Did the disciples reject the name Christian? No. They answered it. Because it's not the first time, man will give something a name and God will adopt it. Right? Right? But this time they weren't even lying. When somebody calls you a spirit coco, is that an insult or who you are? So don't get angry. Someone say, ah! This Christian, you are too spirit coco. You don't say, oh no, some people now try to look good. No, I'm not spirit coco. I'm just acting normal. I'm not spirit coco. You are spirit coco, yes. I'm not just spirit coco. I'm spirit coco. Stop that denial. I am spirit coco. Is there? I'm not. I'm spirit coco. In fact, I am coco spirit. Ah. Is that what make me look bad? Spirit coco, canal coco. Identification. I'm spirit. Simple. Ready to go? Is that wrong? No. That means you are spiritual. The only difference between somebody tell you spirit coco and spiritual is one is vernacular, one is English. Simple. The vernacular of spiritual is what spirit coco. You don't know the vernacular pidgin of okay. What is pidgin of spiritual?
spiritual. No. The feeding of spiritual is spiritual.
Wait. That ain't anybody to rob you. Amen. Am I robbing you? Amen. So you're spiritual. So Acts 2, verse 42, we're going to cover our subtitles. So we said,
one of the attributes of a Christian is consistency. Acts 2, 42, and they continued steadfastly to Castile, to stay doing something, stay doing the same thing over and again.
Amen. So we said, the consistency is the life of a Christian. Consistency is the life of a Christian. Consistency. We are doing the same thing again and again. Now remember I said boredom can set in and the likes can set in. Yeah, but you just stay doing the same thing. You stay with the boredom, you stay with everything, just keep doing the same thing. Don't get tired out. I said the reason for this is because why people tire out sometimes because they were not taught. They were not taught. The same way so some people get God born again because they wanted to be guilty. Because they wanted to make money. And they got born again and didn't see money. So they got frustrated. Some people, I've seen someone go for it. All these things, they're just rubbish. And because they had false gospel. Amen. A false gospel cannot give birth to true believers. Don't ask me any questions. A false gospel cannot give birth to a true believer. You must hear the right message of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then somebody when I ask, what about you got born again because you want to go to heaven?
I'm saying, is that false? It's not false. Because being born again is the key to getting to heaven. Right? Amen. So he who doesn't get born again goes to hell. He just, but that message didn't change. So I begin to think of the next thing you're going to say during evangelism. See, that might be, the nice to do. How could I say, heaven, hell? No, pastor. No, you didn't pass. A man who isn't born again goes to hell. Jesus said, he said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him shouldn't perish. You see that? So when the man isn't born again, he's destined to perish. Except he gets born again. You see that? Amen? So you're loud about it. You're loud about it.
Someone asked me a question this morning. I have shared this with pastors maybe after a service. But she asked me a question this morning that in where he stays, in a part of Nigeria, that some people are now preaching in some churches, they're now preaching that
Christian, Muslim, and other religions serve the same God. They just serve them in different forms. And I told him, he called me, he sent me a chat. So I wanted to respond by chat, but I said, no, that was not going to be by chat. Because the person might not catch what I want to say. Amen. No, those are things that when you say to people, you say it and they will feel. They will feel your strictness, your absoluteness. So some sound absolute like that. You might not catch the absoluteness in my talk. In my chat. So I called him. I have the chat already. I wanted to say, I said, no, you might not catch it. So I called him. I said, I know where that doctrine, that theology started from. And I know where the theology is going. Amen. That Jesus is not the only way to God. I know where it started from. I know where it's going. And I told him where it started, how it started. And I told him this is the destination. So you avoid it. Amen. You avoid it. That he was even trying to tell me that it was someone prominent that he knows in that place. I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who is saying rubbish. Amen. It doesn't matter who is saying a lie. A lie remains a lie. Amen. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. Okay, amen. Doesn't matter. And I can tell you, and I quoted where they must have thought from. I quoted where they must have thought from. I said, amen. Just very simple. I know that doctrine very well. And it starts softly till it creeps into people's hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the believer is
consistent, should be consistent. So the lifestyle of a disciple, of a Christian, is a lifestyle of consistency. Let's get a bit fast. Amen. Amen. So it's a lifestyle of consistency. So we said that consistency is what we have as devotion, right?
Devotion. The opposite of devotion or consistency is distraction.
Distracted. Distracted. You care for several things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the midst and in the face of distraction, the believer should remain consistent no matter what the distraction is. There's no distraction that is not interesting. That's why it's distraction. Distraction is interesting, is enticing to the body, the eyes, your feelings, your mood. Do you get me? It's enticing. We like it. It appeases those things. It's enticing. But it's distraction.
When you're supposed to be praying, you are taking self. When you're supposed to be preaching, you are watching skits. You see that? Distraction. We're supposed to be listening to messages. You're watching a skit. Supposed to be praying. You are gossiping. You see that? This one, and it's going to be enticing. Hey, come and hear this gist. Somebody told me something in the office. That was yesterday. They said, look at what somebody is saying this is about. I said, they should continue. It's not the first time they are saying it. They're the first time people are saying this. I'm not interested. I didn't go back to be the person to tell me what it is. That's distraction. That one is not just distraction for my spiritual life, it's also distraction from the work. So let them see it, don't worry. I don't want to know who is saying what. I don't know who is saying that. I don't want to start. I just want to say, who is that? Who said it? How did it say? At what point? I'm not interested. Amen. As long as my life is well pleasing to the Lord, as I please the Lord, I know that I'm not hurting my conscience or the conscience of anyone who is saved. Come on, I'm fine. I don't care what people are gossiping about. Because people will always say. Amen. Amen. Something for another day. Sometimes people get distracted with praises. People are praising you. You are distracted. I watch it. See, let me tell you something. Anytime I put something online, and I become, how many of you have noticed that there are sometimes I put something in abilities? A few times I've done that. Why? I'll tell you why. Mostly on my WhatsApp. I'm not deleting it because, come on now. I'm not deleting it because somebody told me something. No. I'm deleting it because most times, when I see that, I'm always going to check who has viewed it. That is distraction. To me, it's distraction. I'm not always, when I see that, I'm careful to check who has checked it, who has not checked it. I just delete it. Amen. I'm not handling praises well. Some people don't know how to handle praises. And I think when distraction comes or when criticism comes, I will handle it well. No. How you handle praises is how you will handle criticism. If praises get into your head, that means if you are criticized, it will get into your head. Don't allow those things to get into your head. If it is praises, you take the praises. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah? And move ahead. I learned that from Bucci, one of his songs. Right? Amen? Amen.
He says, be careful when they praise you. He says, friendship in the world is an enmity with God.
So he says, when they praise you or not, he says, but what do you do when they praise you? He says, take it and chew it. And then you pour it out like a chewing gum.
That's how it stays. Because if when you begin to ring in your head is now big, your shoulder pad has increased. When criticism comes, you'll not be able to stand it. Amen. So praises can be distractions. Some people live in past praises. Like us now guys. We like to live in, we call them, we have most trophies. Who are you?
Mere syndrome. Someone said they tell me Today, they say, I'll say, let Chelsea not happen to you. I said, okay. I said, I prefer Chelsea to happen to me than Arsenal to happen to me.
Yeah, I said, what do you mean?
I said, yeah, Chelsea should happen to me. As long as I'm alive, I'm moving. But Arsenal, they tell me, what I said, Arsenal is, you, if you, if Arsenal happens to you, you're going to have heartbreak. Not just heartbreak, you have BP. You will die before you die. When you're almost there to get a contract, 10 billion, you plan for it. And at the point of signing the contract, it needs to happen to you. Then you will know it's going to have national disgrace. Oh my God, I'm just crazy this today. What is it? Yeah, smart man. I said, no, no, no. You can hear me with anything, don't hear me with Chelsea. How can you use that? My club is not doing well to hear me. We will fight. That's not too well. If Man City is yabbing me, I will take it. Asma. Even demons can't even yab me. It's asma. Nonsense. Where are we? The season has started. Pastor has started. Yes. So. Amen. Where are we, John? But trust me, this season I won't talk much. You know, I'm humbled by the Holy Ghost. I have humility in my heart. Don't worry. You guys will see a different part of me. This season I'll be humble. Don't worry. I'll stay humble. But don't touch me. Where are we? Where are we?
It can be distraction. So you know how to handle it. Amen. So devotion is, whether there's praises or criticism, you stay astute. You stay focused. Amen. Amen. So we can looking at, so like we said, devotion,
the opposite of devotion, consistency, is distraction. The consistency will have the word devotion, right? So the lifestyle of a believer is a lifestyle of devotion. Devoted to, we spoke about morning devotion, right? Quiet time. How you start your day in the morning with the Lord. Start it in the morning. Some people call it starting the morning. Okay, starting the morning with the Lord. Okay, you're starting every morning with the Lord. Early in the morning. So as a church, we have what we call chain prayer. That is how we start our money. Chain prayer. Pray. Chain prayer. Amen. I'm thinking we should increase chain prayer time, but don't worry. Amen. Chain prayer. We pray in the morning. We start our morning with the Lord. Right? You can also have quiet time within the day. We spoke about it, right? So last week we began looking at, I want to get into that because we have some other things to look at. We began looking at meditation. Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It says, only then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Amen. Amen. So it says, to meditate upon his word day and night. So we began asking ourselves that question, that word meditate. Where you have the word Hagar. Hagar. So, we now throw down, I said this, and I'm saying it because I've said it like this years back, and I need to debunk it because some people still had this in their mind. Where you say, Hagar only means to roar. No, don't say. Meditation is not avatar move where you just sit down and you are thinking. See, God doesn't want you to think. God wants you to say it. You know, we say things like that. God wants you to say it. Say the word. Why are you thinking God's word? God doesn't want you to think. God wants you to say it. Right? And I told you that word Hagar is the word for where you have imagination. Also, to imagine. So, we're going to get to that. To that word Hagar, to roar or to say. But later on, when I said there are three levels of meditation. The first level is when you think about that, the lowest form, that's rubbish. The lowest form. When you just thinking God's word. That is for the man who is not born again. You are just thinking, avatar mood.
no, well, how do you call it? What is it? They just thinking like, oh, do the Chinese people. Why are you doing? I'm entering that one mood, thinking. Then you now begin to see it. You need to see it small, small. Then, a true believer, he begins to shout it.
Shout it.
Ha! Ha ha! He he! Woo! Ha! Well, those are not levels. Amen. They're not levels. Glory to God. Amen. God actually, like I said last week, God wants you to think about his word. Amen. To imagine his word. God wants you to think about his word. Hallelujah. Think it. He said meditate on day and night. Day and night there means all the time. Meditate all the time. Day and night doesn't mean two times in a day. No, it means all the time. God's word should fill your thoughts. Amen. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written there. Then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous and have good success. So I told you, the prosperous and good success is not relating to money. It's not business. It's not money. No. Amen. Good success, prosperous there, is dealing with how God is dealing with living. Amen. Amen. To be found in God's will and God's tax. To be found in there. It's not, good success is not how to pass your exam. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking. Talking what? I've gotten A in physics. Getting A in biology. It's good to say those things. It's a confession of our faith.
It's good.
Amen. It's good. But you know, God wants you to say his word. Amen. Much more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
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 So, he said, thou shalt meditate. Say, the book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. You see that? So how will the word not depart out of your mouth? He said, meditate on it. So we're looking at that word to meditate. Hallelujah. Now he said, it forms your imagination. To if you think about it. Now that word imagination, there's Psalms 2 verse 1. It says, why do the hidden rich and the rulers imagine? You see that? Imagine the vain thing. To imagine. Hallelujah. Amen. To imagine. Psalms 38 verse 12. Psalms 38 verse 12. It says, they also that seek after my life, lay snare for thee, and they that seek my heart speak mischievous things, and imagine deceit all day long. Imagine. Amen. Amen. So imagine. So this imagination that is not the imagination of God's word, have you thought in your thoughts, is what Acts of Apostles chapter 4, get to Acts 4 quickly, verses 25. This is what Peter calls, he said, by the mouth of thy servant David hast thou said, why do the hidden rich and the rulers imagine vain things? Is that vain things? So, vain things there. The word vain in that Greek word for vain, where you have the same Greek word, the same word used in Psalms 2 verse 1, but then you have, in the Greek it's called kenos, K-E-N-O-S, used for empty, unfruitful, imagine. So, you find that in Mark 12:3, empty, Luke 1:53, Luke 20:10-11, empty. 1 Corinthians 15:10, 15:14, 15:58. I'll take it again. Mark 12:3, Luke 1:53, Luke 20:10-11, empty. 1 Corinthians 15:10, 15:14, 15:58, vain. So it's used for what is empty. So when you hear imagination that is not God's word is what is that empty imaginations. Is that? So God wants you to think on his word, we said. God wants you to think on his word. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. Get it? He says, my son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart out of your eyes. Let them not depart from where? Out of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now when he brings it, keep them within the midst of your heart.
It means to think of them. Eyes. Let them not depart out of your thoughts. It's not talking about optical eyes.
Amen. Let me hold this. It's not talking about optical eyes, but it's talking about what? The eyes of your imagination. Amen. The eyes of your imagination. Let them not depart out of your eyes. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. Say, they are life to them that find it. Then and medicine, health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. So God wants his words to be in your eyes, in your thoughts. Amen. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Are you there? Verse 97. Psalms 119 verse 97. It says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now, let's go meditation, the word Hagar. Now, we're going to see that word in my meditation all the day. We're going to see it in all the layers, as we call it. Amen. It's my meditation all the day. All the day, is that morning and night? Right? It should not depart out of your mouth. Is that all the day? So, God wants his words in your thought and also in your mouth all the day. We're getting there. Hallelujah. God wants his word in your thoughts. You think through God's word. Some people say, how will I think through God's word? What you read, what you studied, what I said in church. Right? You think about it. Amen. You think about it. And God wants you to. Amen. God wants you to. Sometimes I'll just sit and then I'm thinking God's word. Not vain and useless imagination. No. You think God's word. Think it through. The scriptures I've read, it comes back again. How many of you have such experiences? How many of you have such experiences? Let me see your hands. Where you just, what you taught in church, scriptures you read, it just comes back to your mind. And then you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You're putting it back again. Amen? You read something. And then you're thinking about it. Genesis 1:26. Just make man and I'm giving an example, and it's in your mind, and you're related with this scripture, and you're seeing the light. God wants you to think about his word, to put his word in your mind, in your thoughts. Hallelujah. Some people, what they fill their mind with is Nigeria jaga jaga about evil and wrong things. But fill your mind with God's thoughts. Amen. God's thoughts, thought of his works in the earth, his works in the earth, what he's doing in the earth. Filling your mind with it. Hallelujah. It says, subdue the earth, replenish it, and you are thinking about it. Subdue the earth, replenish it. And you are seeing the nations on the, I put it like this, the nations on the thousand hills. Hallelujah. You know what it means? When you talk about hills, hills refers to the supernatural. Men see it. Amen. Glory, God, you are thinking. So they are, it's just, some people, they are thinking about God's word. Thinking about, sometimes you're having a meeting, you're having a program. And then you gaze into the program, like you're thinking about the program. And then you see, oh, you know, I like to put it this way, I'm talking to us as church. You are granted by divine providence, right? A glimpse into the meeting. Now, listen, sir, many times you miss it. Let's say, for example, you're preparing for CRC, and then you are granted by divine providence access into the meeting before the time. And you see how glorious it is. You see nations and people, the whole place is jam-packed. And maybe when it's time for the meeting, listen now. You don't come and you don't see that the place is not filled. Or filled. But this is meeting. So we're granted, you saw the same meeting. We're granted by providence. The impact of that meeting. Right? In the supernatural world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I like to put it like that. So you think through things like that. Your mind. God wants to walk with your mind. I like to say it. God wants to. Because when there will be distraction will take place in your mind. God will lead you in your mind. Do you see that? Amen. So your mind is where God uses. So he wants you to think about his word. God wants you to use your imagination for him. Don't be imagining fiction. Fine, it's good. Or we imagine useless things. Useless things. The reason you know how powerful imagination is, Jesus will say, if you look at a woman and lust after her, say you've done the act with her. How that powerful the imagination is. Jesus is just showing you how powerful imaginations can be. Amen. Imaginations are very powerful. So, watch it. So, why do you think? Satan put out, I want to put it like that, Satan will cause men to put out explicit materials that it will work on your mind. Do you see that? You find pictures to work on your mind. Distraction. Anything that distracts you is in your mind. And now working. All you are thinking is Sabinus. So your imagination is thinking is filled with Sabinus kind of dance and bring you that kind of dance. You see? Those pictures. There's no information out there that is neutral. I've said it to you. I heard that from Pastor Shekhar and it's very true. No information out there is a neutral information. Is that the information seek to strengthen your believer's faith or to distract you? There's nothing like neutral information. It's not neutral. It can be neutral on its own. No information is neutral on its own. It can appear neutral, but you have to be careful. But they are not neutral. And many times, information all the information might not come in together. Satan plays a long game. Sometimes he brings the information in tranches, maybe after 6 or 8 months. And when you are hearing the next one, it is lined up with what you've heard 8 months that you thought you've forgotten. You see that? It's forming a picture in your mind. So you mind those informations, how you receive them. It might not come like hot. It might not be hurtful the first time. But mind it. Hallelujah. Satan seeks to create imagination. But you know what? You know what? God wants you. So if God wants you to think on his word, it means you can do something about your imagination. It means that you have a control over what you think about. Amen. That means that a thought process can want to start in your mind and you stop it before it starts. So how do you know it wants to start? It's you. Well, you just stop it. Sometimes your body might, let me just think it, but you say no. Hallelujah. I think God's word. You can change imaginations. Don't you want to think about something? No. Let me think about God's word. And then you lay down and won't go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to deal with something some other time. How to handle wrong imaginations. You don't handle wrong imaginations by using right imaginations. No. Amen. I've taught you that, right? You deal with imaginations and wrong thoughts with the word of God. Amen. Well, wrong information, God said, no. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I can be walking and something wrong wants to come to my mind. I say, no. I'm the light of the world. My mind is the holy ground for God. I say it. My mind is God's holy ground. So I can't imagine wrong things. I deal with imagination with God's word. Hallelujah. You don't deal with imagination by imagination. You deal with imagination by God's word. So you can stop an imagination with God's word and then you think the right thing. You think God's word. Hallelujah. You put God's word in your meditation. You meditate on God's word. Have time when you think through God's word. You think through God's word. You have been taught. You think through what you have been taught. Hallelujah. 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 Look at Psalms 8. Psalms 8. We sing this as a song. Psalms 8. It says, O Lord our God, O Lord our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. It's out of the mouth of suckling babes, and out of the mouth of babes and suckling that have ordained strength, because of thy enemies, thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. Say, when I consider, watch that word, when I consider thy heavens, the works of thy finger, the moon and the star, which thou art ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of? Not the son of man that thou visited him, and made him a little lower than the angel, and thou crowned him with glory and honor, that made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that has put all things under thy feet, all the sheep and oxen, yea, and of the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever that passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. When I consider, this is that, when I consider the heavens. Amen. That is a solid word for you to think true. When I consider, amen, the works of thy hands, the works of thy finger, the moon and the star which thou art ordained. So when I consider, amen. So God wants you to think about his word. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4. Hope you understand what I'm teaching you tonight. 1 Timothy 4. Are you there? Verses 15. Say, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Hallelujah. Meditate. What things was it to meditate on? I'll start from verse 7. But refuse profane and unright purposes, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness profiteth unto all things, having the promise of life that none is, and that is a call. This is the faith we say now, worthy of acceptation. He says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of believers in word, in conduct, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Let not the gift that is in thee, which is given thee by prophecy, by the laying of the hands of the presbyter, meditate on these things. Is that? Which things? The gift which is given to you by prophecy, by laying of hands. Is that? You meditate on the things that have happened to you because of ministry. You meditate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give yourself to them. So God wants you to meditate on his word. Hallelujah. God wants you to meditate on his word, on the supernatural. Meditate on it. Hallelujah. Meditate on it. So that means when I hear God's word, my first approach when I hear God's word is to meditate on it.
The word, we're still going to look at this next week when we'll talk about feeding on God's word. Amen. Amen. When you feed on God's word, what does it mean? Feed on God's word. What does it mean to feed on God's word? People don't know. They think feeding on God's word is just hearing the message alone. No. Feeding on God's word is an active word. When you hear God's word, and then you meditate. Hallelujah. You don't hear it. As you feed on it, you don't hear it. You meditate on it. Hallelujah. You think it through. You apply it to yourself. By thinking, you can apply it. This addresses me. Hallelujah. This addresses this part of my life. As you sometimes hear some people in some meetings, and they are shouting, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I found God the answer. Pastor is teaching, and you think, oh, and that is, oh, this is what I should do. But after everything you have done with the meeting, you didn't do it. Yeah, you forgot about it. Maybe another 5 weeks or 1 year, you don't go to the teaching again. After a while, you go to the teaching, oh, I said I was going to do this, I did it. And yet you didn't still do it again. You're only hearing it, but you're not doing it. Did you see that? James spoke about the man who hears and does, and the man who hears and doesn't do. Did you see that? Then the man who hears and does is the man that beholds his natural face in the mirror and straight away goes forgetting what manner of man he is. That means you can have a believer who forgets who he is. He doesn't meditate. But speak about the man. Hallelujah. Amen. Who looks into the path and love liberty and continues therein. That man is feeding on the word. So that means when I hear God's word, when I hear God's word,
I'm being shown a reflection of this is what has happened to me. Amen. This is me in that reflection. So what do I do? Hallelujah. What do I do? Paul said, meditate upon these things. Say, give yourself. We're going to look at that next week. Amen. That means we must keep applying ourselves to God's word. We must keep applying our lives to God's word. Hallelujah. We apply ourselves to God's word. To think about God's word. How does this affect you? How does this? So, listen. When that happens, think about it, and then you write it down. This is what I want to do. You're thinking about God's word. And I told us that whenever I have such times like that, where I think through God's word, I'm always with my phone, I'm always pressing my phone at that point. You think I'm trying to check something, I'm always with it. Sometimes I'm writing. I showed those in WIMA class, right? I have writings. Just write, just start writing. Sometimes I'm thinking about God's name, I'm writing. I'm just typing it. I think I'm going to change and start writing on back. But most times, sometimes I'm in the office and I'm working and then I just think about it. I'm thinking about God's word. Because I have discovered that I forget a whole lot of times. In fact, recently, I was thinking about God's word. I'm thinking about church. And then I wrote out some things I wanted to discuss with pastors. And I forgot. This is like 3 weeks down for God. It was 2 days ago. I said, I wrote this thing down. Because I checked my phone. I didn't see it. I said, where did I have it? I took all my notes. When I knew it was during a teaching. I was preparing for a teaching. Then I wrote down those things. I was going through all the notes. Warm. I can't remember the teaching. But I know I wrote it somewhere. And I didn't write it on a sheet of paper. Because I don't like writing those kind of things on a sheet of paper. Because I can lose them. I saw it, I wrote it somewhere at the back of my notes. I said, I'm going to discuss this with pastors sometime. Amen. I'm going to discuss with pastors next time. Maybe some other time. But that's the truth. That's the truth. Think about God's word. As you're thinking about God's word, you are making resolution. This is what I want to do. You're writing it down. Now, what you've written down, we're going to see something. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times, you now have to mortar it all the time. What you said you're going to do, mortar it.
To say it. Sometimes under your breath.
And that's why those people call it 3 levels of meditations. Well, I was quick earlier on in ministry to say that it's clear. And I was also quick to debunk it. But you see why they did that. They say from this, you now start more training. But also, that word also involved to mortar. Amen. To mortify it. Say it. Honor your Christ. To mortify it. Hallelujah. To mortify it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 8 verse 19. Okay, follow me. So God wants you to mortify the word. Isaiah 8 verse 19. And it's the same word Haggai. Isaiah 8:19. Are you there? He said, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not the people seek their God for the living? Should not the people seek their God for the living to the dead? Is that so? That word Haggai means to what? Mutter. Isaiah 59 verse 3. Isaiah 59 verse 3. That's what to mutter past verse 9. He said, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers. When he says, the Lord's hand is not certain that if I say, for your iniquities are separated, you rise. So verse 10 and say, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muffled perverseness. To muffle. Right? Hallelujah. To muffle. It also implies to utter. Mutter, utter, I just think it's the same. It's just the verbiage. May say your mouth has muttered perverted. May your tongue has uttered, to utter, to say. Do you see that? Amen. It's the same word mutter, it's the same word utter. To utter. That is the word in the Hebrew sikar. To mutter. Joshua 1:8. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. So how will it not depart out of your mouth? By meditating. Did you see that? So meditation there is to put it on your lips. Your thoughts. Now remember, is that what think through? Right? It is what thinking through and putting it on your lips. Did you see that? Amen? So don't separate it. That is what I want you to see. Don't separate it. It's at levels. No. You are thinking through and putting it on your lips. Amen. You are thinking truth, you're putting it on your lips. Hallelujah. Amen. So another way of thinking truth is putting it on your lips. You're thinking truth. So it's good to think about it. May let them see your thoughts. Hallelujah. The Psalms will say out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Did you see that? For the heart, man believes unto righteousness, but the mouth confession. So it's in your heart and then in your mouth. Did you see that? Amen. So you think through it, you offer it. Hallelujah. You offer it. You think through it, you alter it. Joshua 1:8. Shall not depart out of your mouth, you should meditate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll show you one. Look at verse 4 of Job 27. Say, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my mouth utter deceit. Utter. And what utter there is the word to speak, to meditate. Amen. Utter. So the word meditate, Hagar, deals with to utter. Look at Psalms 1 verse 2. Psalms 1 verse 2. We'll fast now. Amen. Amen. Psalms 1 verse 2. It says, the blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He says, and in his law does he meditate day and night. You see that? Hallelujah. Day and night means all the time. He meditates. Day and night. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. All the time. So you meditate on God's word all the time. So God wants you to meditate on his word all the time. So utter his word also, right? Put it on your lips all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 35 verse 8. Psalm 35 verse 8. Keep that. Okay, skip that. Let's just go to 37 verse 30. Psalm 37 verse 30. Oh, it's also Psalm 35 verse 12. Oh, Psalm 37 verse 30. Let's get there first. Psalm 37 verse 30. He says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongue, and his tongue speaketh judgment. That's the word, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongue talketh, and his tongue talketh of judgment. You see that? Verse 31, the law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. You see that? So, in his heart, in his mouth. Do you see that? Speaketh, talketh. Hope you are following that. Psalm 71, verse 24. So God wants you to put his word on your lips. Psalm 71, verse 24. Then my tongue shall talk of his righteousness all day long, for they are confounded for they are brought unto shame that seek my heart. That is the word shall talk. That's the word to talk.
That's the word to talk. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's the word to talk. To talk. Look at verses 12. 71 verse 12. Where you have the word Sikah. Verse 12. It says, oh God, be not far from me, oh God. I mean, 77, sorry. Psalm 77, sorry. Verse 12. It says there, it says, I will meditate also on all the works, I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. Did you see that? I'll meditate on thy works and talk. Is that?
So the meditation is also the talking. God wants us to talk of his doings.
Hallelujah. I'll meditate on it and I'll talk. Is that?
So God wants us to talk on this, talk about his word. To put his words on your lips. It's meditation. To think about it, to put it on your lips.
Hallelujah. To think about it, you put it on your lips. God wants you to think about his word and put it on your lips. Hallelujah. Put it on your lips. Psalms 143. Psalms 143. Amen. Psalms 143. Verses 5. Say, I remember the days of old. I meditate on thy works. I muse. How do you want to muse? So, I meditate on thy work. What does it do? How does it meditate? I muse on the work of thy hand. Now, what to muse there is the same word, sekar. I utter all the works of thy hand. Did you see that? Hallelujah. I muse to utter. So, how do you meditate? You put it also on your lips. Did you see that? You put it on your lips. In your heart and on your lips. Agreement. Hallelujah. You think about God's word, you put it on your lips. You think about God's word, you put it on your lips. You meditate on God's word, you put it on your lips. Hallelujah. You put it on your lips. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I make progress.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm at the branch planted in the vine.
Hallelujah. Maybe you're meditating on God's word from John 15. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Every branch in me that produces not fruit, the Lord picks it. With the vine that produces, we say he prunes. They say, I'm a fruitful branch.
I'll bear fruit.
You see that? I've thought of God's word. Right? And in my thinking and in my imagination, I see the numbers. You see the numbers. There's nothing wrong in seeing numbers. And then you put it in on your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Saints Community Church, I'm part of those who are growing numbers.
I'm part of those who have the numbers in church. I'm part of those who have the numbers and training men in church.
I believe in the vision and I'm training men in this vision.
You see that? You're saying, I believe in the vision and I'm training men in this vision.
And these men are fruitful. Maybe physically you have, maybe in the natural already you only have four.
Oh, you are seeing numbers. Hallelujah. So you are calling the names of the four.
Amen.
Amen. You are calling the names of the four. Mercy, Allah, are going.
Ah, yeah. From this four, we are getting to 40.
And from this 40, we are getting to 400, 4,000, 4 million. Yeah, it will happen. Yeah, it will happen. They are fruitful.
Allah is fruitful. Mercy is fruitful. And all is fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, they are fruitful.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, we are fruitful branches. We are fruitful branches. We are part of the numbers.
Hallelujah. You are meditating on God's word. It's in your thoughts and it's in your mouth. Is that? It's in your thoughts and it's in your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're meditating on John 10. Where he said, the good shepherd. He said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, the good shepherd takes care of the sheep. He said, the sheep hears his voice. Then he says, the voice of an harlot will not hear. But the good shepherd. He said, for the voice of the good shepherd will hear. And then you link that to Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The shepherd there, you see, is the Lord. So you say, I'm well directed. Hallelujah. Say so the rod and the staff, they comfort me. So you see, so now you're thinking about God's word. God is my shepherd. Right? I don't lack direction. You know that. You're thinking about it. It's overwhelming in your mind and then you're saying it. Hallelujah. You are saying, I can never be confused. I've got a good shepherd. I hear the good shepherd. You're not thinking, am I hearing God? You say, I hear the good shepherd. By default, I hear the good shepherd. Not just me. They that I will meet, they are hearing the good shepherd as I do. And they hear the good shepherd much more. Hallelujah. There's no confusion in our lives. There's no confusion in my past. No, in their past. I know what to do and how to do it. I know what to do and how to do it. I don't get confused along the way. I don't start and get confused that way. No. No, I have light all the way. You know, you are saying God's word because you have it in your mind. Hallelujah. You are saying God's word because you have it in your thoughts. You are saying God's word. I don't get confused halfway. I don't get confused halfway. You know, some people, believers, so they know God sent them to do something. They know God told them to get into it. Some people know God asked them. They heard God's word to get along it. Some people heard God's word. God wants to get even along in a relationship or even in a marriage. But along the line, they can't see again. Sometimes they get, this is what I bargain. Oh God, I'm confused. But no, no, you're thinking through God's word. Hallelujah. Some people got the direction to get that job, to pick the job. And now it looks as if they aren't hearing God again. Some people got direction to probably start up ministry. So, they have got direction to start up the work. They got direction to start up the work. A PCU, a cell. And at this point, because they don't see number, they are now confused. They don't want to jump into places. But he said, no. No. The good shepherd. I have the good shepherd. The Bible says the sheep hear the voice. The voice of an hireling they will not hear. So he said, I have the good shepherd. Hallelujah. I have the good shepherd. His Lord and his staff, they comfort me. Even though it looks as if I've not seen anything, I trust his voice. I trust his word. Hallelujah. I trust his word. Even in the darkest place, his voice is light unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I trust him. Hallelujah. Even in the valley, he leads me. Even in the valley, he leads me. So you are saying it. You are saying it. I'm not in confusion. I know what I have and I'm sticking to what I have. Hallelujah! You know, some people think when it is God leading, there will be no issues. No, sometimes you have issues, but stay with the word. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God led them into the wilderness. Hallelujah! God led Jesus into the wilderness also. Isn't that? He led them into the wilderness. He led Jesus to be tempted of the devil. In the wilderness, he was led by God's Spirit. Hallelujah! So you see, I hear God's voice. I hear his voice always. I always hear his voice. I'm not dumb of hearing his voice. I hear his voice by default. You know you are saying it to yourself. I hear his voice by default. It's a default configuration in my spirit that I hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. It's in your heart and you are saying it. Glory to God. So God wants you to think about his word. Don't think about the next movie that's coming out on Netflix. Don't think about the next show in town. Don't think about God's word. Hallelujah. Open your enemy. You think about God's word. You fill your heart with God's word. I fill my heart with God's word. I fill my heart with possibility. Glory to God. Maybe you are in a doubt about something and then you're already thinking in possibility. No, you fill your heart. First of all, you meditate on God's word of possibility. Hallelujah. Of possibility. They were in the wilderness and there was no food. They had no food. They had no food. And yet, when they had no food, God gave them man. How it came, there was no baking machine, there was no oven, there was no light. But yet they ate bread. Yet they ate bread. Hallelujah. They got to a point there was no water. There was no sign of a river. Amen. There was no sign of the river and they were thirsty. Yet they drank water. Glory to God.
in an impossible situation they saw possibility. God made the way. So you say, I know there is a way. Hallelujah. You see, though it looks dark, but you say, I know there is a way. I'm following the good shepherd. He's leading me in the way. Hallelujah. I know there is a way for me. I know I'm going to get that door. I know I'm going to get this. I know I'm going to get that. God will lead me through. Hallelujah. You know the difference between we and get are in the world.
The world wants to say it the way it is.
They say they are realistic, but you know you are optimistic. Hallelujah. I believe God. Because I filled my mind with His word. I filled my mind with all of His word. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I'm saying it because I'm a product of believing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the lowest of low, 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 I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. Say it, I believe God. I believe God is way out in it. Some people say, no, 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 this is job. I'm going to deal with it. Amen. Sometime in this day. Amen. Amen. My faith, my job. Hallelujah. My faith in the secular. How do I relate my faith in my secular world? Some people say, I want my faith and money. Some people don't know how to bring them. Some people miss them all. Some people miss them all. Some people, because of the sin extreme, other people have tried to use faith and money together to do some wrong things. So they stay away. Say, no, 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 God has nothing to do with money. He's a liar. Amen. He's a liar. God is a miracle worker. Amen. I said something along this line last year. Amen. God is a miracle worker. I believe God. You know, because I believe God, my bills are paid. My needs are met. I believe God. You know, we go to that point where people are talking, I'm taking sides. So, because somebody is attacking people that are paying tithes and giving money, you know, that's no longer giving. I don't believe we should. The difference between my faith and money and work. No. I believe God. Amen.
So you must know how to be moderate about it. Hallelujah. How to use your faith and money and not mix both. And not get extreme to one end and extreme to another end. Amen. Because people have abused laying on of hands. You say you're not laying hands. You are wrong, bro. Amen. Because people have abused the use of faith in money. Faith and money. You say, yeah. Faith is a difference. God doesn't. Some people say this is work. This is not touch. This is not belief. This is work. No, I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God either way. I trust God for my finances. I trust God.
Hallelujah. You can say things like I trust God. That thing will work out well in the office.
Instead of looking for office politics and playing politics, useless, dirty, stinky, smelling politics in the office. I hate it. Playing nonsense politics in the office. You're child of God. You're not behaving like the world. You're not lobbying like the world. I can believe God.
Hallelujah. I believe God. Things will work out well. You know, there's just one job. There was this person in my office that...
Okay, my time is up. There was this person in my office that...